you very much. This is Christian Teig speaking from Koblenz, and a warm welcome also from my side to today's presentation, which covers the preliminary and so far unaudited fourth quarter results and full year results for 2017. The format of this presentation is a little bit shorter than the full-scaled quarterlies. I think we can go through the prepared slides fairly quickly, and then we will go into the Q&A session in very normal format. The presentation can either be downloaded through the link on the invitation or followed live through the web conference tool. As always, I will try to read out the slide numbers so that you can track where I am and where I speak on the slide deck. Which brings us then to the slide number two, just the normal disclaimer that we are still talking about uncompleted financials in terms of the reporting process. Normally, we are fairly close at this stage to the final results, but formally speaking, they have not been fully audited yet. Those that want to see the final audited figures will then have to wait this year until the 29th of March, when they will be published with the full annual report. We will step into the quarter as such. This is then slide number three. Here we see the key figures. In terms of the updated outlook we gave in November last year, this is very much in line, which is a fairly strong fourth quarter, where we have some of the first effects on the important parts of TE rollout. There were some other, say, transitory short-term effects as well, but all in all, we're happy with how the quarter landed. Given that we've already given out our guidance, the report today, if not a full non-event, should not contain many surprises. Some bullet points on slide four. This is the first quarter where we have the impact of revenue from the TE rollout in Germany. This is also the last quarter, more or less, where there will be any impact from the WarrisOne project, which has been going on since the beginning of 2014. All other areas basically had a good, as expected, finish to the year. Maybe the hospital business even more so than what we expected, but that's also a little bit the nature of this business, where it has projects that say, have a little bit more dynamic built into it than the other parts of our business. For those looking below the EBITDA line, you will see that compared to last year, where we had some wind in our backs related to the US dollar on the financial line, these are all non-cash bookings. This year, of course, the dollar has been weak, which then translates into a negative financial result into our P&L with no cash effect. That's the short summary of the fourth quarter. Now into some specific points. The first one is the pilot project for the TI. This is probably the last quarter where we will highlight this because it is successfully completed. After we did the key trials of the insured patient master data, VSDM trials in July, the project customer basically decided that enough is enough. We were the only ones who had reached that milestone, and the whole focus is transitioning, in any case, to the rollout. They basically then said, okay, everything left, so the electronic signature, the electronic letters between healthcare providers, all these other services will just be developed in some kind of open market model where anyone who wants to can develop products and services for this, get them certified by gematik, and then bring them into the market. All in all, this meant that the project value reduced with about 5 million. Some costs also went out, but all in all, whatever it was, it's all reflected in the 2017 results that you have been given today. If that was a bit looking backwards on slide six, we are definitely looking forwards. the TI rollout, which is a very, very important part of our business for 2018. In 2017, and I guess importantly, still as of today, we are the only company able to offer a complete product and service to customers in Germany. We were definitely the first, and still we are the only ones. Based on this, we were able to secure about 12,000 orders last year, and 4,700 were installed in more or less an heroic effort in less than 4 weeks in December. And the positive news is that that's gone really well, and we've had no issues to talk about in this rollout, and the high volume of installation is continuing beginning of this year. Sales is also picking up. We're happy how that develops. So far, the dynamics is within CGM's own customer base. Those are the ones that we address through our direct sales and our dealers. We have good discussions to set up distributors to take our products to the rest of the market. That part of the market hasn't really started yet, and exactly how that plays out this year is still an open question. Obviously, we are still keen to go beyond our own customer base. That's unchanged, but it's going to be some interesting quarters ahead of us to see how that part of the market slowly then starts in 2018. So far, TI is equivalent to CompuGroup, and I guess we are fairly happy with where we are as of today. Moving to slide 7, anyone who is keenly interested can go to our webpage and you will see the evolving offers that we are bringing to our customers. Right now, we are at the No Worries offer, which will run until the end of this month. Yeah, and you see that we have effectively made an adjustment to the prices to reflect the financing agreement, the 3,450 including VAT. You can buy some additional card readers and components for those who want that. But this is what we are delivering and promoting now in the market. And for the time being, it's practically taken by CompuGroup customers, and it's the only, for those who want to buy and get this done sooner rather than later, this is the only offer still available in the market. So that was a short glimpse of the final months of 2017. Now we step through slide 8 into the outlook section. As most of you will know, this was pre-announced a few weeks ago. One thing which is new, which hopefully is a positive in the audience, is that we will, after 10 years, do some change to our segmentation as we are evolving. The old, slightly acronymic segmentation of HPS1, HPS2, and for HCS have now been replaced by the operating segments, which probably are more familiar to most of you. So going forward, and also in 2017 for the full year, you will get our segmentation in the AIS business, so doctor and dental software, PCS business, so software for pharmacies, HIS, hospital information systems, and then HCS, no longer divided into the smaller and probably now less relevant operating segments. And again, in 2017, you will have the bridge and the ability to see how this translates into the forward-looking part of our financials. Brings us to slide number 10. This is a slide that we always bring. Maybe in 2018, it's not of such a key relevance. Normally, we would present this. This year, we start with a recurring base of 410 million. That's 4% more than last year. And that, in a typical year, represents 66, 67, 68% of expected full-year revenue. That's been a very, very consistent ratio over the last 10 years. This year, and we've included a sentence in the outlook section on the report, That is different because of the additional revenue coming from the TR rollout, bringing more dynamics into the business. It means also our outlook ranges are somewhat wider than what is normal. But again, it just fully reflects the different nature of our business in 2018 because of a very positive, new and dynamic revenue component in our business model. Brings us to slide number 11, the outlook in some bullet points. Yeah, it reflects everything we currently know and how we see the TI rollout in Germany in 2018. And when we've given numbers to the underlying segments, that's based on the new segmentation. So the AIS business in the range of 471 to 495, everything that we plan on the TI rollout is included in this segment for this year. We don't plan anything to pharmacies or to hospitals. Whatever would come would then show up in the respective segments. So this, of course, drives a very, very substantial and unusual organic growth, so more than 30%. Small additional revenue from acquisitions in this context, not that relevant in 2018. All other segments, very much the normal incremental continued growth, 1 to 3% in pharmacy information systems. HIS, there are some special effects. We had a very strong year in 2017, and we're also changing some contract structures with some customers, which takes away, say, only work without any profit, so pass-through invoicing of third-party software. So that has some technical shift between 2017 and 2018. Other than that, we again look at the HI business as more of a flat business year on year. Same thing with HCS. Lots of things going on, but obviously compared to the dynamic in the AIS segment, the other segments are comparatively dull as we see them for 2018. Slide 12. This is after many years of preparations and hard work and also absorbing significant losses in getting ready for the next phase of e-health in Germany. You see it here that the outlook represents a significant step up in the profitability, forecasted between 25 and 26% EBITDA margin for the 2018 guidance. The summary of these outlooks you can see on page 13. This is what we pre-announced 14 days ago. Revenue altogether is expected to be between 700 and 730 million, the EBITDA between 175 and 190. And this includes everything that we currently know, in particular related to the TI rollout, but also to all the parts of our business. Slide 14, we see the roadmap for 2018 in terms of financial reporting, very much similar to last year, which means that, yeah, on the 29th of March, come final numbers, there is a mistake here, there should be annual report 2017. Then on May 3rd, we have Q1, AGM May 15th, right after the summer break in early August, we have Q2. Then we have our investor conference, October 18th, so mid-October. Yes, and then finally Q3, early November. That was the 15-minute step-through. And I believe that the procedure in our new and so far excellent working video conferencing system is to press 01, and you will be queued up and taken into the conference call for questions. So please.
Okay. Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. We already have a first question from Knut Holle. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Actually, a couple of questions, Christian. Looking at the organic growth rate in 2017, can you help me understand what the organic growth was and also the underlying margin if we strip out the headwind in terms of cost as a preparation for the health card rollout to get a better feeling how we should think about your business excluding health card also looking into 2018? Then briefly on the AIS segment in Q4, if I've done the math correctly, you should have had a tailwind if I assume the ASP of round about 3.5 for a location in the course of the rollout that you mentioned in the Q3 call, that the EHC cards basically had a tailwind of 16 million. If I strip out here the headwind of 5 million from ORS1, then I still come to around about 10 million. And if I take that off the 93.8 million, I come to a decline of AIS in Q4. So what would be the reasons for that, or has anything been wrong in my assumptions? And then looking at the outlook 2018, I think if I assume stable ASPs, then I come to the conclusion that you expect less than your installed base being addressed with the health card opportunity in 2018. You mentioned already that pharmacies and hospitals are not included in your guidance yet. However, it seems to be also the case that you don't expect all dentists and doctors to be on the health card infrastructure in 2018. Is that correct? And then also, does your guidance factor in some pricing pressure once you're not alone in the market anymore? And where should we expect ASPs to tend over time? Thank you.
So I understand the interest in breaking out the health card, even in 2017. But we have made the choice not to do that. It is not a separate segment. And we believe that breaking that out is not relevant and could potentially work against our business interests. So as much as I would like to answer your question in terms of stripping out this from the 2017 numbers, we will not do that, and we will also not do that for 2018 or going forward. It is an integral part of our business with our respective customer segments, doctors, dentists, pharmacies, and hospitals. Again, we've been through many years now where it was relevant and important for us to show it separate, but we will no longer do that also for 2017 other than, say, the information that we give. Having said that, some things to consider relative to Q4. Keep in mind that we had a very strong Q4 last year, which was also influenced by strong license sales in Germany on the Bundeseinheitliche Medikationsplan. So this was something that was actually expected earlier in the year, and everything came in the final moments of the year. So it was almost like a prelude to the TE rollout. Ironically, there was funding given to doctors for a solution which preceded the TI rollout, and we used that to sell a software module, which we successfully did. And obviously, this was then replaced by TE rollout revenue this year. So, and that's also why what belongs, at the end of the day, these are add-on upselling opportunities to the customer groups in our respective countries. There is a very special opportunity, as you all know, in Germany right now. But breaking that out and talking also about profitability, say, for our activities, we will just simply not do. In terms of your third question, outlook 2018, that is correct, that we don't expect pharmacies and hospitals, and that we have also not in our guidance expected that all doctors and dentists will install this year. Even if we will do everything we can to make that happen, there is still isn't enough that we see, both in statements from doctors' associations and also in our sales numbers, to so that we can guide for that, that we will reach it. We are pretty sure that we will reach it, we will reach 100%. But in our guidance, you are right, we have taken a certain percentage out for the 2018. And when we discussed with, or when I discussed with many of you after the guidance which was pre-released, we said, yes, if you take a mix of CGM customers, for which the business model is very well known, you saw it also on the slide with our No Worries offer, and then our distribution strategy, which goes through resellers, where there is a lower revenue component to non-CGM customers. We've said that all together in 2018, there is 50 to 60,000 in that mix, which is not specified, built into 2018. We will not specify that, but it does include an element of prices changing during the year. As we know that the competition has announced still an entry into the market during the second quarter. But again, hopefully you understand that right now we try to focus on the market and offering competitive packages that we can quickly get into the market, so that we use this window of opportunity to the maximum extent possible. And the exact details on our underlying assumption, especially on pricing, we will keep a closely guarded secret.
Okay, thank you, Christian. And understood. Then just a brief follow-up on the AIS segment in terms of the U.S. business. Can you help us understand what the U.S. business did reported and at constant currency? Thank you. That would be it from my side.
So the U.S. business had a good fourth quarter. I will do that. I don't have that number right in front of me, but definitely it was in local currency, there was growth year on year, and maybe even in euros. But I will, for those interested, I will share that exact figure. So I'm not sure that means so much, but if anything, there was a good finish, stronger than the preceding quarters in the U.S. last year.
Okay, thank you, Christian.
The next question comes from Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open.
Yes, hi, Christian. There are also a couple of questions from my side. So do you have specific scenarios to what extent doctors might install the connector during 18? Do you have any assumptions how many might slip into next year or the year after? The second refers to the P&L. Obviously, compared to last year, the onward capitalized increase. So maybe you could shed some light on the background of this increase. Then the third question is regarding the software maintenance. It was more or less stable compared to the beginning of last year. So is there potential to accelerate growth going forward in this area? And then the last question is with regard to the e-health services. So since the Gematik is changing its procedure with how the whole framework will be set up going forward, do you see any changing implications for your business? So central definition of products and tenders versus setting framework and frameworks, and then allow all providers to offer a product. Thank you.
So in terms of the first question, the specific scenarios, I will treat this in this respect a little bit like the questions from Knut, that we've decided to give the highest level figure, combined CGM and non-CGM customers, 50 to 60,000, Exactly how the mix is between own CGM and not CGM, we will not state publicly, at least not at this point. Second question, capitalized R&D, that is correct. You will also see that in terms of ranges of revenue and EBITDA, we were more in the lower end on revenue and in the higher end of EBITDA, and this is partially related to this 2 million-3 million extra capitalization. This is basically the QES and COM-LE, so the coming services that we had more or less developed in the pilot project, which now, as it gets stripped out, becomes an asset into the rollout asset base. So, yeah, that's the effect that you have there. Software maintenance, keep in mind that when we announced this early in the year, it's based on the current FX rates. So the keen eye would see that we actually, say, we lost a few million compared to our expectation at the beginning of the year and how it came out, but this is basically because the euro has gone very strong to almost all currencies, and in particular to the US dollar. So that's, those are things that, yeah, evolve, and when we've given now the outlook, it's again based on the current January software maintenance and recurring portfolio times 12, based on the current FX rates. And probably, given that this is something that tends to grow roughly 4% per year, yeah, the current FX landscape is more dynamic than that. Okay, a lot comes from euro countries, but that's probably the biggest swing factor in terms of how this turns out. Fourth question, e-health services and the market structure going forward. I think we are encouraged by the wording which is used by Gematik, where they call this a market model. This is exactly what we want and exactly what we think will bring the best product and services to this market in Germany, in the best possible way. It means that requirements and specifications are made by Gematik, and they set up a completely open and neutral procedure to certify products and services. This is exactly how we know it from all Scandinavian markets. And then it's up to market participants like CompuGroup and our competitors to deliver into this. And right now, it seems as though all important services will find its way into the telematics infrastructure over this market model. Maybe one thing which will be an interesting development is specifically on the electronic health records, so the personal health records, which is envisioned in the telematics infrastructure, where you see that also the insurances play an active role right now and want to position themselves to be players. That's completely normal. That's inherently nothing different than what we are doing with AXA and Debica and the other private insurances with our MGS initiative. So it's just, say, other participants responding to the market model than software companies.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Victoria Kuczewska from Commerzbank. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello. Hello, Christian. Couple of questions from my side. Yes, I understand that you don't wanna, like, obviously give too much information about the whole telematics mix, but just, like, to clarify, just to understand the whole thing, I mean, you quote, you gave us one number, which is 4,700 in orders in the fourth quarter to 2017. Can you maybe give, I don't know, like, a guidance, what is the average selling price? Remember, if I recall it correctly, it was, like, the average selling price for your orders was around 3,400. If I remember it correctly, maybe you can, like, I don't know, give a guidance whether it's below or above this number. That will be my first question. The other question is regarding your the year-to-date orders. So you stayed till 2017, till the end of last year, you had 12,000 in orders, and if I recall it correctly, a couple of weeks ago, we've talked, and you talked about 13,000. So just to sort of like to understand the dynamics of the order inflow, during you have announced the early bird offer, the whole telematics pricing strategy and stuff, I guess, sometime in August. So these are around 5 months. And within these 5 months, you gathered 12,000 orders. And now we are pretty much like at the end of, at that time, at the end of January, and you had in total 13,000 orders, which implies the delta of 1,000 orders collected during January. So it seems a little slow to me. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that. That will be it.
Yeah, so the first question, which is again on pricing, again, I will be quite cagey when it comes to details there. Right now, we are in the market. Every German doctor and dentist can buy our package for 3,450, including VAT. And it's clear that in our guidance, we have assumed that number at some point to go down. When and by how much, we will keep a closely guarded secret. That's an assumption. The best scenario would obviously be that it stays where it is today. That would greatly depend on whether competitors do enter the market in the second quarter as they have announced and how they do it. So that's a completely unknown. And right now we are doing as best as we can by presenting something that we believe the market will take. And so far, at least, you can sell this for 3,450 in volume. Maybe to your second question, the year-to-date orders. Well, actually, that's not a secret. On Friday, we crossed 14,000. So it means that we have now built up to a sales rate, which is between 500 and 1,000 per week. We only have, that was the fifth week of the year, including a very slow first week. So I think we are exactly, in terms of our outlook, spot on to where we need to be. Obviously, that needs to continue, and we need to sustain a sales rate. That's easy mathematics if you want to reach 50 to 60,000 during a year. Order of magnitude 1,000 per month, not per week. And as I said, the ramp up that we've seen now into the new year based on our no worries offer follows the plan which was made to fulfill these numbers.
Okay. And maybe the very last question, Rukan, you have touched upon the MGS service. Are there any updates on I don't know, new insurance, new customers, new partners that you're working with compared to what you have communicated?
No updates on this. I mean, we are very, very busy to launch the service for our new co-shareholders, VKB and Debeka, and that's the main priority. So there are no updates on further partners.
Okay, great. Thank you, Christian.
The next question comes from Uwe Schupp, Deutsche Bank. The line is now open.
Yeah, two questions, please, Christian. Really, firstly, only a follow-up because I was slightly late on the call. Do you expect the pharmacy and hospital refinancing agreement or still for this year, or is it really a 2019 thing? First question. And then secondly, in terms of a potential reseller agreement or however you will call it for your non-software customers today, can you share how far you have progressed here, how many potential partners you have already signed up or are basically potentially in the queue, so that we can maybe get a better feeling for your outside core customer base opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess we do expect that financing agreements for pharmacies and hospitals will be published and finalized this year. We just started. But keep in mind that both of them have placed emphasis on this Notfalldaten management, so the emergency data management functionality, which is only scheduled for release towards the end of the year. So there is really no rush. Maybe we could get something on the tail end. A, we haven't built that into our outlook for 2018, and it would be late in the year also because of the needed further development of functionality to support pharmacies and hospitals. We do see them materially coming next year. In terms of the non-CGM customers and reseller agreements, we don't necessarily see this as a volume game. We need a handful of good and powerful resellers. They themselves will need to go through a material accreditation process. Obviously, they will get the components from us delivered through our already certified delivery chain. Most importantly is that they need this anbietet Zulassung, which means they need to become an accredited provider of the turnkey solution. This is fairly extensive. This is also why most of the individual software companies will not do this themselves, and they will resort to taking this from a handful of players in the market. As of today, I cannot say that a contract has been signed with every single legal document in place, but we are far advanced, and it's kind of on the lawyer stage to establish the first one. As I said, we expect anything from one up to a maximum of five who will be in the market under their own brand, under their own name, and in our opinion, will be perceived very similar to other potential competitors that have no direct affiliation with a software company like CGM. That also remains to be proven. It's interesting, if you go to the Gematik webpage, they keep an update on all the different areas of certification. I looked through it during the weekend. There are now 54 software packages which have been certified and qualified to run towards a connector, meaning they can do VSDM. That is a big change, an increase. It means that more and more software packages are now compatible, and compatible means it's essentially plug and play. That's becoming more interesting, and there will be more and more addressable market as more and more releases go through that process. Still, in terms of this special VPN and this anbietet Zulassung, there is still only one. It's CGM. Maybe the second one will be a CGM partner. There are some already working on their own accreditation. We believe that definitely T-Systems are working on that in parallel to completing their connector. Again, that will come shortly. It's not a game of numbers. We need a handful of, and it doesn't have to be very many, because we believe that there will not be a large number of turnkey suppliers in the market. We will certainly make press releases and announce it as soon as these distribution agreements become finalized and legally signed. There will be some definitely announced shortly. That should be no surprise. Yes, then they will slowly get to work on the rest of the markets. As we've seen, exactly how that will play out will be very interesting. We think we have some very good partners lined up who can compete on level I with the other expected participants in this market.
That's very clear. Just one follow-up in terms of the modeling. Is it correct to assume to basically take the 3,500 minus VAT minus the handling fee in terms of to get to an implicit potential value per package for you guys?
You should maybe think of that a little bit different. When it comes to these distributors, they by definition have their own installation force. The service component they will do directly does not include us. They buy two components from us, the connector, and most likely they will buy the card readers through us because they can then be shipped to our logistics center together. So those two components will have a reseller price that they bundle with their service and our VPN service. VPN service has no upfront fee. That's then the recurring part that we will get alongside the maintenance of the connector. So order of magnitude, you could say top line revenue, that would be roughly half of a CGM customer. So if a CGM customer is 3,000, then order of magnitude, when we sell these components to a reseller, it would be something like 1,500.
Plus the VPN, obviously, then on a monthly basis.
But that's a recurring service. So the 1,500 would then be comparable to selling the installation, training, connector and card reader directly to an end customer.
Hence the key, I would presume that the margin on this should be reasonably high.
Yes.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Charlotte Friedrich. Your line is now open.
Hello. Two questions. One is a follow-up. The first one would be, do you expect a meaningful number of installations in 2019? Or would that be something that would be more negligible? And the follow-up question would be if you could confirm once again what the run rate of orders is that you see year to date.
So we do expect something in 2019, but in terms of compared to 2018, it will be lower.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that would change that is if there is a big initiative related to social care institutions, which at least on paper has a very high number, but it's still unclear whether they should be seen as part of the market potential or not. We have so far not calculated that. But if you say next year will be pharmacies, that's in Germany roughly 20,000 units. Maybe you have these branch pharmacies, which adds a little bit to that, but that's more or less what it is. And the hospitals will be more project business, where you have roughly 2,000 locations in Germany. So obviously, much higher value per location, but compared to what is expected. And then maybe there is a tail end of doctors and dentists, but it will. So it's meaningful. It's not zero by no means, but it's smaller than 18. As I said, run rate right now, I can only ballpark that between 500 and 1,000 per week.
And that's order intake or installations?
That's order intake. Installations
order intake.
Is higher because we have the backlog from next year.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions at the moment. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
Seems not to be the case, then thank everyone for your continued interest in CompuGroup, and if not before, we will revisit the results of the first quarter in early May. Thank you.